musical was called The Music Machine. All the kids were very excited to try out for solo parts. My grandfather, who was a carpenter, he built houses, even made us our very own music machine. Now, the idea behind this machine was you put something in it, and a song comes out. Now, the first thing that we put in was a whistle. The music machine starts rumbling around, whir, whir, chicka, chicka, bump, bump, and out came a song. Well, we put a few more objects in, out came songs, but then we move on to the fruit of the Spirit, because objects can't really help us live our lives the way that Jesus wants us to live them. One of my favorite songs in the musical is about gentleness. I have been singing this song as a lullaby for years, and it started when I was a counselor at Bible camp, and I continued singing it to my children when I put them to bed. When I was at camp, after we had gotten all 16, yes, 16, 8 and 9-year-old little girls put in their bunk beds, some teary-eyed because they were missing mommy and daddy, I would sing this song to them, and it goes like this. Gentle breeze, blowing through the trees, and the meadow filled with flowers, showing me your gentleness, how I love you. In the still of the night, when you draw me near, just to whisper how you care, showing me your gentleness, how I love you. Your dear son walked the earth, he was full of love, now he within my heart, showing me your gentleness, how I love you. Well, by the time I finished the song, almost all the girls were asleep. I would quietly say goodnight, and as I stood in the doorway, making sure all the girls were tucked in, looking at their angelic little faces, because you know when they're sleeping, they are so angelic, and listening to their soft breathing, I couldn't help but feel that at that very moment, I was seeing Jesus. The gentle words of the song had such a calming effect on the girls, and I know that they felt the loving and gentle arms of Jesus holding them, keeping them safe as if they were at home with their families. Oops, I missed it. Sorry. Well, that was out of line. We could be like the music machine. Put something in, and a song, or in this case, a fruit, will come out. Try thinking about self-control when you're working on the computer and the Wi-Fi goes down. Instead of getting angry, take a deep breath, stand up, walk around a bit, get some fresh air, then come back and maybe work on something else for a while. Or how about patience? You're in the grocery store in a hurry because we always have too many things to do to get done. And the person in front of you asks the cashier, "Will you take a check?" Rather than tapping your toes, sighing, rolling your eyes, take a deep breath and ask God for the patience that you need in that moment. We talk about this fruit as if each one is individual, as if we can choose which ones we would like to live out. Actually, they're a package deal. Tucker read our scripture today, and if I recall, he did not say fruits of the Spirit. He said fruit. Jesus doesn't ask us to just be kind or gentle. He doesn't say, you know, it's all right if you just work on patience and try to be joyful. On the contrary, he would like us to live our lives showing all of the fruit, love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When we do our best to live like God would like us to live, we are going to see Him in so many ways. Just like the music machine, when we allow all of the fruit to be a part of us, we are then going to see the fruit in others as well. We will see Jesus in the people around us. Now I'm going to make you guys sing, because there's a line in another one of the songs from the music machine that I would like all of us to sing together. So I'm going to sing it, and then you repeat it. And there's two lines, so it's really easy. Isn't God good when He asks us just to love like He does? Okay, now you. Isn't God good when He asks us just to love like He does? Okay, now the next line is, isn't God good when He asks us just to be so kind? Isn't God good when He asks us just to be so kind? Now, do you think you can do both together? Sure you can. Ready? Isn't God good when He asks us just to love like He does? Isn't God good when He asks us just to be so kind? That was pretty good. Now think about that. Isn't God good when He asks us just to love like He does? God loves us no matter what. Maybe we should do that too. Like we've been saying these past several months, we are a work in progress as a church, as a community, and as individuals. Living out the fruit of the Spirit, all of the fruit of the Spirit, is not easy. But with the help we can receive from God, we can do it. And in doing so, we will see Jesus. And all God's children said, Amen.